Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome into Long Meadow Church, the brethren. Thank you for welcoming me back. Thank you for those who have carried the torch while I have been called away. And we're glad you're here today for the sermon titled Carrying Mountains. Our scripture lesson today will be Matthew chapter 11, starting in the 25th verse. I got to tell you, people can be rude. I got hung up on this past week for asking a simple question. Now, we have a camper, and I heard this ad on the radio that said, if you're paying this rate for your camper for insurance, call us and we can do better. Well, I said, all right, I'm all about saving money. So I gave them a call, and I was talking to them, and they were explaining everything, and I was so impressed. They said, your camper is covered even if it's stolen. I said, well, that's wonderful. I said, I'd like to see what else it covers. The man said, no, it only covers things with wheels, RVs, campers, and such. I said, well, it's a good thing I don't own a tent. He said, why is that? I said, well, you know, the tent's not covered if it's stolen. I would be uncovered then. Hello? Hello? Guess I'm not going with that insurance company. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God add his power to these passages as we seek him in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are glad to be here this morning. The week prior has been rough and hard. And in these moments of quiet time, Father, we are able to rest and seek you out. And we seek you through these words, through this message that you have laid down for us. Father, we ask that it opens our hearts up and strengthens us and gives us more to speak on when we talk about the glory of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for this message. And we pray together and thank Jesus in his name. And all of his children said, Amen. Now, I am a fan of a great deal of things. My wife says that I've got AD. Do you see that squirrel over there? My wife says I've got AD. Which is, I don't think, true. I just get caught up in the moment of things. But being raised up in the farm life and being raised up around things, I saw things from a different perspective. And one of the things that I still to this day enjoy that I started seeing as a little kid is a good old-fashioned horse pull. Now, there are those out there, and I hope you're listening, there are those out there that say, but Paul, that is just cruel and unusual treatment for the horses. No, it ain't. Draft horses were born to pull. And I tell you right now, that's what they want to do. And if you ain't never been to a horse pull, you need to go. Because these animals transform from 1 second into these lumbering, half-asleep beasts. You go to where they're at, and you can walk amongst them to a certain degree. And they're hooked up to the trailer, and they're about like this. And even so, when they start putting the harnesses on them, and they put the hanes on, and they get the traces ready, And everything is set up and they're walking along. They're like, no, 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 no. They don't care. They know where they're headed. And they walk behind them leads and they walk behind that thing that's got the hook on it, that final set of double trees, the single tree. And when they walk up to that sled, which is whatever weight it's carrying at that moment, and that hook drops on that ring, bang! Them horses are now ready to go, and they settle into it. And they dig, and they go, and all they know is pull, 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 till they hear that whistle blow, and they stop. And I mean they stop. And they wait. See what we just did? Go back and feed us. And they go back, and they wait. And they let them rest, and they set them up again. And I've watched this all of my life. But recently, I watched the team do something I've never seen done in my entire existence watching this. And I am by no means a horse man, because I believe in horse power as fed by gasoline and diesel fuel. My father, when I was younger, and said to me when I wanted to get horses, would go, "Horses are a hole in the barn into which you pour money." And I, being young and crazy, "What about all them tractors we have stacked up in the barn?" He said, "They make money." But I watched a team, and the announcer, I saw it on TV. The announcer was talking. He said, "I've seen this team. They are a matched, perfect team." I've never heard that before. I've heard, "There's a team. Here's a team. They're a good team. They work together, this team." The announcer was talking about how he has seen them. They grew up together. They were broke together. They are a matched team. Perfectly. Now, when I've seen horse pulls, it takes three people to walk out them horses to the sled. And the sled ain't nothing but a big drag box with a bunch of weight on it. And one person's on one side of the trees and the other one's on the other. And the walker or the lead or the guide or whatever name they give him is walking them reins. And he's talking to them, "Yep, yep, yep." And he's telling them when to turn. I watched these people walk out with no one but the guide. He didn't talk to them. He kind of flapped that rein on this side and they walked out and he whapped it on this side just a little bit. And he walked that team out and they made a turn and came around to that sled. And somebody walked over about that time and picked the ring up so they didn't trip over it. And he walked them back just by going, "Kibbit, kibbit," and they walked backwards. What's going on here? Now, usually when they walk back and that ring hits, bang, they take off. The guy carrying the ring, when the man walked back, got up on this sled. This was one of them fancy horse pulls, not like around here. They had a seat on the sled. He got up and sat down on the seat. The man put the ring down and walked away. And he went, "Get up!" And them horses took off. They didn't take off when the ring dropped. They took off when they were told to, and when he heard the whistle, he hollered at them, and they stopped. He kind of tugged the rein, they backed up, he unhooked them, got down off the cart, and then walked them out and away. I lost my mind. I said, "Well, it is now time for Paul to get himself a matched pair of draft horses to have around the house." So I started thinking all the wonderful things I could do with them. I could plow the lane when it snows. On horses, how fun would that be? Look at me plowing the lane. No diesel fuel, no having to worry about whether or not it's going to start. I'm going to get me a... And my wife doesn't know that this entered into my head. Quite frankly, if she knew half the things that went in there, well, we'd be preaching a brand new sermon. And maybe I will one Sunday. And I thought, man, you know, I got trees to take down. I got stuff to move around. And whenever some of the kids parked their car in the way, I just go get that team of horses and move the car. So I decided to go on the hunt because I have a little bit of play money. I figured I got $500, $600, $700 that I have saved for various things. I'm going to get me a set of matched draft horses. Horses for sale. AHR Haffinger Gelding Team. Raised together from birth and foaled in 2020, matched 14 hands in Greenfield, Ohio, will work together can be ridden with harnesses, everything. $25,000. That's 25 with 1,000 on the other end. Boy, how am I going to convince her to let me write that check? You know, a single draft horse by itself, a single horse, a normal sized draft horse trained, can pull 8,000 pounds. 8,000 pounds. And that's what they're bred to do. They're bred to work. I watch them, and someday I am going to get to the merry old land of England, and I'm going to go to, if they ever have it again, the Great Dorset Steam Fair, and I'm going out to the horse field where they work for 6 days plowing, disking, tending, planting, drilling, and making a field ready for wheat with horses. And they do it all with draft horses. And they pair them together. Now, let's try out our math, right? Two horses, two draft horses put together that can pull 8,000 pounds can pull how many pounds? 16,000, right? 2 times 8. 16,000, right? Say amen.
Amen.
Right? Well, you're wrong. Two draft horses working together cannot pull double the amount of weight. They can pull triple the amount of weight, and sometimes quadruple. A normal draft horse team, when hooked together, when worked, when trained, when matched, can pull 24,000 to 32,000 pounds when they're put together under one yoke and lean on each other to carry that load. They're teaching us a very clear lesson in teamwork. If two horses pulling together have trained with one another and have worked together before, they can't pull just 3 times as much as they can when they're working by themselves, but they can pull much more. They can pull sometimes as much as 40,000 pounds. And what a lesson that is in the line when they have leaned on each other, when they have worked together. Now, I am not getting a set of draft horses anytime in the not-too-distant future that I can find, unless I can finally can convince my beloved wife that we need them for some reason. She likes horses. She could go out and look at them. And yet those horses that can carry 32,000 pounds are nothing compared to the weight that we as human beings, as Christians, sometimes put on ourselves for no reason. It could be said that instead of climbing them, we are seen carrying mountains. Now, I want to say that oftentimes we carry, and I want to stop here for a moment. I watched this fellow break down a sermon, one of them podcast things or whatever they are. And he said something that rang in my ears, and I want you to know something, both on that side of the camera here, that when I say we, I'm not talking about you. When I'm telling you what is going wrong with a Christian, when I'm telling you where we are in our life as Christians, when I am pointing out that we are struggling, I'm not talking about you. Quite frankly, I'm talking about me. You just happen to be here listening to me talk to myself. And if you pick up something along the way from this, then good. That was the desire of this. Oftentimes, I put burdens on my back that don't need to be there and struggle to carry them. So this is what I'll ask you. How many people here, by saying amen, have done the same thing? Amen. Right. And it's okay. It's just a thing we do. We are not perfect. We are not by any stretch of the imagination ready yet to be righteous. We are created in the image. We are given the strength. We are given the power. We are given the tools. But we are broken. We are fallen right now. There is an unbelievable day coming when all of this will go away. And we will not sin. We will not fear. We will not cry. We will not be sick. We will not struggle. That day ain't here yet. Oftentimes a person is found carrying so much on themselves. I often talk about this particular place because it fascinates me to no end. If I wasn't 55 years old, soon to be 56, if I wasn't 55 years old, and that's not really an excuse, if I wasn't 55 years old and so horribly out of shape, it still fascinates me the thought of trying it, and that is to summit Mount Everest. Taking away the fact that since people have started climbing that mountain, since Sir Hillary Edmond did it, 350 people have passed away, I still find that mountain fascinating. I watch those things on it. I talk about the North Col and the climb the staircase and how when you finally get to the top of that mountain, most people, when they get to that summit, are only there for 2 minutes. And then they have to turn around and start back down. Sometimes if the weather's right, they get an entire 15 minutes to sit up there. So I got to thinking about that the other day when I was thinking about carrying burdens. I heard the phrase, we walk around every day carrying mountains. I got to thinking, what does Mount Everest weigh? And so I went into the research books, came up with the fact that if we had to carry it, it weighs 175 trillion tons. Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we carry more than that. We carry on our backs our family, our friends, our frailties of life. We carry on our backs the things that we don't understand. A surgery that we're about to go in for that doesn't make any sense to us. We carry on our backs our jobs, our money, our homes, our worries, our wonders, our insecurities. We carry it on our backs every day. I do. I often wonder, am I doing good enough? Have I been good enough? Am I praying enough? Am I doing it? Because I couldn't do something, have I failed? Last Sunday, I wasn't here. That bothered me. That's how it is, though. I oftentimes find myself in thought, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Have I allowed myself to become someone I'm not? Am I carrying that mountain instead of climbing it? Jesus knew what we would do. Jesus knew who we would be. 2,000 years ago, we go back to the scripture. He said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven. Why would he start off that way? Why? Because that's how you start. I thank you. I thank you for saving me from sin. I thank you for saving me from myself. I thank you for the grace and blessings. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the children. Now, most people are looking at that going, so you mean to tell me my 5-year-old son is smarter than me? Well, there are times that my children were smarter than me. But that's not what we're talking about. Jesus is putting forth the analogy that those who think that they know everything, those who think that they have it all figured out, know nothing. Those who have sat down and said, this is what Jesus Christ is all about, this is what God is all about, have been kept away from them and revealed to the most innocent, the childlike and acceptance of faith. That's where we need to be. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Do you know who that is? All of us that believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross for our sins. That's who we've been allowed to know. And that is what has been revealed to us. And then comes a statement of comfort, a statement of relief. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus said, guess what? We can be a match team. And with me, you don't have to carry that mountain anymore. Instead, I'll teach you how to leave it behind. You don't have to worry about the weight of the world pushing down on your shoulders. I will teach you how to leave it behind. My yoke for you is easy. Do you know what his yoke is? Believe in me. That's it. That's the work that you have to do. Believe that if you pray, the prayer will be answered. Believe that I am going to, at this time, I am going to prepare myself to die for your sins. And later on, these scriptures now tell us he did. And by prayer and by asking him, we can be taken through the weight that we have to carry. I love watching them horses after they have done their work. They just stand there like nothing's going on. They know what may be coming next. They just stand there like the world is not a part of them. I've heard them say, oh, they're big dumb animals. No, they're not. They know what they know. They have had things revealed to them. And they act accordingly. We know what we know. We have had things revealed to us. And we can act accordingly if we remind ourselves that the things that we feel, the burden of making sure our family is safe, does not go away, but is lessened, is strengthened. The burden of making sure that people are taken care of, our family, our friends, our loved ones, making sure that we're taken care of. Understanding that sometimes we have to go in and have something done by a doctor. Understanding that our journey sometimes takes different ways. Understanding that we are not required to carry a mountain, but to climb it. We are not required to shoulder our burden alone, but we are yoked forever to Jesus Christ. We are a matched team. We have the power to let those things get behind. We don't have to carry the mountains. We just need the strength to climb them. And we have that in the man who said, bring it all to me and tie yourself to me, and we will walk together forever. I love you that much. That is our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't need to carry those mountains the way we think we do. And thank goodness, thank heaven above, that he came and did what he did for us. I would rather be pulling against a load with him than anyone else in ever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, oftentimes we get lost in where we're at, and we need to be reminded. And so we pray today, Father, that you are doing just that. We pray, Father, that you are bringing us together. We pray, Father, that you are holding us to you. And that we have relief, Father. When we are forced, when we feel too much weight being put on, when we feel it all coming on, Father, let us return to that which strengthens us, prayer. Asking you to take it away, only to help us carry it. Father, your Son has told us his burden is light, and it is. We believe in him. We believe he came from you. We believe, Jesus, that you passed away and that you rose 3 days later and paid for all of our sins now and forevermore. when we are getting under those burdens, when we are trying to carry that mountain, Father, let us stop, pray, and ask for strength and help and receive it joyfully and talk to others about it as well. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you do for us. In your name we give thanks and pray. Amen. The citizens of Friedrich, I guess that's right, Friedrich, Austria, didn't know what to do. The Napoleonic Wars were strong and Napoleon was coming on hard. And this town was in the way of his conquest of Europe. The army had massed outside of this small town in Austria and they were making their preparations to flatten it. Soldiers had been spotted on the heights above the little town, which was situated on the Austrian border. The council of citizens was hastily summoned to decide how they should defend themselves or fly the white flag of surrender and let themselves be destroyed. But it happened to be Easter Sunday. The people had gathered in the local church, and the pastor rose and said, "Friends, we have been counting on our own strength, and apparently that failed. We are carrying this burden, and we shouldn't be. As this is the day of our Lord's resurrection, let us just ring the bells, have our services as usual, and leave the matter in His hands. We know only our weaknesses and not the power of God to defend us." The council accepted his plan and began to ring the bells as if nothing else had changed. The enemy, hearing this sudden sound, concluded that the Austrian army in all of its might had arrived during the night to defend the town. And before the service had ended, the enemy broke camp and left. Don't carry the burdens. Pray for the strength. Pray that Jesus comes to you to carry the mountains that you will walk up together. Know him, and if you don't, as we sing this last hymn, I encourage you to come forward if you don't. And if you are on the other side of that camera, you find someone today, now, in this minute. Don't wait. Know the Savior that passed for you and forgives you of your sins and has given you the key to all eternity, our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, and God bless you.